I know. This isn't my usual spot, but I need to get away from it all. The exhaustion, the commotion, the drama, the people, the drama of everyday life. Where better to go than a shitty, tasteless coffee shop tucked into the corner of the most pretentious area in town? No one cares about anyone else here. All they care about is their phones, their overinflated egos, and a number of followers they have on whatever stupid app is the most popular right now. Cookie cutter, all of them. Are they even aware that they completely lack personalities? I bet not. Any amount of self-reflection on their part would lead to them seeing all the ugly parts they try to hide from everyone else. Behind shitty food photos and pictures of their ass, watching everyone in this cafe torn straight from the bowels of Pinterest is like being backstage during a play put on by amateurs. I'd leave if I didn't enjoy the fact that no one here gives a shit about who I am. They're all too wrapped up in their little self-aggrandizing fantasies to care. And yet, they're almost interesting to watch. I was within and without simultaneously enchanted and repelled by the inexhaustible variety of life. Maybe F. Scott Fitzgerald was also sitting in a pompous coffee shop when he wrote that line. Oh? Now who do we have here? The way you walked in, it's almost like you're trying to command the attention of everyone in this little podunk cafe. Your steps feel a little unsure, maybe a bit overwhelmed. Do you have lots going on in your mind right now? I wonder what you're thinking about. Your job, a partner, an ex-partner? No, I'll stop there. I have better things to do. Like drink this tasteless, disappointing excuse for a coffee. Do they just put hot water next to a bag of coffee beans here? It somehow tastes terrible and like nothing at the same time. You look like you're struggling to carry your bags, despite your expression trying to hide it. I can see the quiver in your arms, the faint knot in your brows. Your steps are short and a bit stiff, but your posture is tall. A real stand-up person would probably get up from their seat and rush over, offering to help you with your bags. I can't be that person now, though. Not at the moment, when I'm doing my best to keep attention off of me. I'm sure you would flash a small smile at me if I did. You'd be conflicted not knowing if you should accept help from a stranger or not. At least you appear weak in front of others, but you'd be grateful nonetheless. Maybe you tried to decline my help. Or maybe you accept it gratefully. I won't bother trying to find out. I've gotten myself into enough trouble as it is because of people like you. I have more sense than to do it again. Putting your bags down at your table before ordering a coffee? Smart choice. You're thoughtful. I like that. You'd rather get settled, take your time, and do whatever you need to do instead of rushing in headfirst and fumbling your way through. You're patient. Interesting. Let's hope that one of these lowlifes doesn't try and dig through your bags while your back is turned. I'll keep watch for you, just in case. I overheard one time that you can judge a person entirely on what coffee they order. People tend to judge black coffee drinkers like me, but I like to think I'm classic, simple, uncomplicated. I don't need bells and whistles to be satisfied, only, no, really. I had high hopes for you. That order was probably about as long as War and Peace. Why bother ordering something if you're just going to change every aspect of it? Maybe I was too quick to judge, thinking you were unique. You're just like everyone else here, aren't you? A shame, really. I hoped you were better. Maybe it was a wistful dream from a hopeless romantic. But it would have been nice to have one other person in this place that could think for themselves. That's fine. I'm still getting over my last tryst with someone such as yourself. This is probably for the better. Or maybe not. I saw that. You tried to be subtle, slipping more money into the tip jar than any of the other rich assholes in here. How many bills was that? Whether it was $2 or 200, I can tell how caring you are. I don't think you know any of the baristas here. You're being far too polite for that, and yet... Interesting. An oversight on my part. I can accept that. I'm too jaded, too scarred by my past relationships. My most sincere apologies to you. And would you look at that? Are you humming along with a tune coming from the cheap wall-mounted speakers? That's... I don't want to say endearing, but... That's rather endearing. You're in your own world, swaying gently along to the rhythm. Very cute. Too cute, almost. You don't even care that others may be looking at you. You're dancing to your own beat, eyes fluttering shut as you wait for your coffee to be made. And there it is, a latte of sorts. You look content, though. That's all that matters. Who am I to judge an entire person's existence on their coffee order? I almost sounded like everyone here. Everyone except for myself. And you. And then you go and sit at your table again, coffee in hand. You're completely different from how you were when you first walked through the ostentatious door of this shallow shop. You're comfortable. Maybe this place is as much of an escape for you as it is for me. A part of me wants to walk over and introduce myself. I shouldn't. No, I can't. But I want to. Maybe I accidentally drop a book next to you? You seem like the type of person who would go out of your way to help me pick it up. Would that make you feel better about yourself? Or would you be doing it out of the kindness of your heart? Your generosity with the tip jar and my own optimism tells me it's the latter. Are you one for cheesy gestures, I wonder? You seem like the type of person who would be. I could write a note on a napkin with a "text me and I'll pay for your coffee next time" and my number at the bottom. Should I add a winky face? Maybe you like that. The smile on your face right now as you type away on your laptop tells me I should. Damned if I do, damned if I don't, aren't I? You're just too... magnetic. I feel like I'm being drawn to you by something. You're not like anyone else I've ever met. Fuck it. Worst case scenario is that you don't message me and I never see you again. It would be a shame, but perhaps you don't even have the time for a relationship. I think Harper Lee must have been in a situation like this when she wrote, "Real courage is when you know you're licked before you begin, but you see it through no matter what." So fine, I'll bite. I'll give you my number and let you decide. Look at me, putting the power in someone else's hands for once. This is how you know I'm serious about you. I want you to want me to stare at my number on this napkin for hours and try and decide how to message me. I want to be in the back of your mind as you work on whatever you're typing up now. I'll let you take the next step. It's a bit stressful not being able to set things in motion by myself, but maybe that's for the better. I can have you as enamored with me as I am of you. I can't wait to see your expression as I slip you my number. I'll play the sweet fool as I drop my book by your table, and as you lean over to pick it up, I'll slide this napkin next to your coffee. I'll smile, a bit embarrassed, take my book, and then make my way out. It pains my heart to sacrifice a perfectly fine novel like this, but I'll do it. I'll do it for you.